61-year-old Susan Breaux grew up in Roanoke, and even as a little girl, she was a feminist.
It would snow outside, and they told us that girls couldn't wear pants to school, and I stomped my foot and said, "That's not fair."
Her school eventually agreed to let girls wear pants under their skirts, and Breaux has been stamping her foot ever since. She's also believed in racial equality, a lesson she learned at the age of 3 during a spat with the African-American boy next door.
We got mad and stuck our tongues out at each other, and we were both so fascinated that our tongues and our teeth were the same color. We just kept looking at each other's mouths going, "Wow, wow." It was my first awareness that we're all the same, and I think his too.
So when her 32-year-old daughter, Heather Heyer, was killed on August 12th when a neo-Nazi drove his car into a crowd of counter-protesters in Charlottesville, she was ready to fight. Speaking to more than 1,000 people at a memorial service, Breaux was succinct.
"They tried to kill my child to shut her up. Well, guess what? You just magnified her."
Since then, she's been helping to magnify Heather's message of tolerance, equality, and the power of love. In a small office donated by her daughter's employer, she displays things people have sent from around the world.
We have printed on canvas and framed tweets from Bernie Sanders on the day Heather was killed, as well as the Instagram that Pink sent out. Heather loved Bernie Sanders. She also loved Pink, as I do. And then
the Ad Hoc Museum features a large photo in a hand-carved wooden frame and a portrait of Heather in oil, a banner signed by women who marched in Amsterdam, the Muhammad Ali Humanitarian Award, and the state flag of Virginia, accompanied by a letter from the governor. Those things inspire her as she answers emails and calls, writes speeches, and oversees the Heather Heyer Foundation.
Money was pouring in, and that said to me, people want a part of whatever Heather stood for.
Breaux could have used the money herself, but at this point, she won't even take a salary.
"I'm certainly not wealthy. I'm still driving my junkyard rehab car. I'm still living in a single-wide trailer, and that's fine with me. I'm not big into things, but the amount of money that was pouring in and coming even when we tried to stop it said people want to be involved."
Of course, she still contends with grief, missing Heather the most on her birthday and knowing the holidays will be tough.
"I kind of lost it in Target the other day looking at Christmas decorations and was walking around feeling sorry for myself and crying."
But then she thinks about the foundation.
"For me, making something good come of the murder, that's my coping mechanism. And I understand that the pain will always be there. But in my family, you make decisions about how you're going to respond to stuff. You don't just let it happen to you. You try to take charge of it."
So with more than $90,000 in the bank, Breaux's planning to offer college scholarships, recognizing that education is one path to peace.
"Being a teacher, you know, let's support education, because particularly kids trying to go to college or even get paralegal certifications or other forms of certification cost money. And so many kids are going into heavy debt."
She hopes donations will continue as she travels the state and the nation. She'll address a fundraiser for Virginia Organizing Saturday at the Paramount Theater, then head to Virginia Beach for another talk before going west to appear in the Rose Bowl Parade on a float celebrating social justice and empowering kids. I'm Sandy Houseman.